今天晚上我们照讲由于信以至于信。
So tonight we continue to preach on the from faith to faith.
我们就从哪一方面的角度来看
？So from which aspect you want to examine this from faith to faith?
我们就从信以知、信以信、知以信、知以知之间的关系来看。
So we want to preach from the this faith and knowledge and knowledge and knowledge knowledge and knowledge and faith.
我们再看罗马书第一章。
So we want to turn to Romans chapter 1 again.
罗马书第一章第十六、第十七节。
Romans chapter 1 verses 16 and 17.
翻到了一通开声来读。
We shall read together.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的。先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，因为上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。请你读。
So the RSV version, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek.For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith, as it is written, He who through faith is righteous shall live.
我们大家低头祷告。
We shall bow our head and pray again.
主啊，我再一次恳求你打开我们的心，打开我们的思想，因为我们已经打开你的话，你的话永不改变，安定在天，你的话也启示出来光照人心，你的话是永远的真理。虽然受了人言语的限制，但你真理的圣灵要把你的真理解开，叫义人通达。求主成全你的应许，在今天晚上的聚会上，求主使你的仆人用口把你话传讲出来的时候，你给他释放，你给他勇敢，你给他自由，还把这真理传讲，没有折扣的流露出来，叫我们众人的心灵领受你活泼的圣言、至圣的真道，好叫我们的信仰都被建立起来。奉耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。
Amen.
我们在上一次提到了我们的信心在自然同在特殊启示之间有怎样的关联。
The last time we talked about the relationship of our faith in the, this natural revelation and special revelation.
许多时候有一些人会听见这样的话或者讲这样的话。
Many times people say this or they think this way.
我不是不要信，但是神没有把信心给我，我没有办法。
It's not that I don't want to believe, but because God has not given the faith to me, I have no way.
这句话到底是对的或者是错的？
This statement, is it right or is it wrong?
你不能说他完全错。
You cannot say that it's totally wrong.
因为圣经记载了信心也是上帝的恩。
Because the Bible recorded that faith is a grace and gift from God.
你不能说完全对。
And you cannot say it is totally right.
因为耶稣基督说你有信，我就给你成全。
And because Christ Jesus said you have faith, I will accomplish for you.
所以关于信心论的神学
，So about the theology of faith，
会构成了不同的信基督徒的观念同解释。
And also it will produce different kind of interpretation and concept of。
如果你说信心完全是属于上帝的信心，
if you were to say that
上帝的恩典的话，
if you were to say that faith is totally the grace of God，
那我们怎么可以怪责那些没有信仰的人？
Then how can we rebuild those who don't have faith？
那些无神论的人不能信，因为神没有把信心的恩典赐给他们。
The atheists cannot believe because God has never given them the grace of faith。
那么如果你把信心当作人自动出发的一种主动的行为，
if you were to say that faith coming from our own initiative as a humankind，
你就否定了。神赐下信心是出于神的主权同恩。
Then you are denying that God gives faith through His own sovereignty.
这样就把神的恩典完全勾销掉，把人本的神学思想把它建立起来。
Then you are totally denying the sovereignty of God and you establish the anthropocentric theology.
这样如果没有人要信上帝，上帝不是很孤苦伶仃，老人家寂寞的不得了吗？
Because if that's the way, if no one were to believe in God, then God is an old man who is so lonely.
所以这个两个极端。
So this two Polarity.
这两方面产生了冲突
and become a contradiction.
应当我们有答案
and we must give an answer to that.
这个答案不应当从我们的堕落的理性产生出来
but the answer shouldn't come from the fallen reasoning power.
这个答案应当从圣经的总原则把它提出来
because the answer must come from the principle of the Bible.
只要我们看见圣经里面给我们看到
so the Bible allows to see
有一些的恩上帝早已经放在人里面
therefore some of the graces God has planted in our heart initially.
人有责任在这普遍恩惠中间产生回应。
Then in this common grace, men had responsibility to respond.
当一个人轻看神的普遍恩惠的时候
，If one were to despise the common grace of God，
当一个人否认神的普遍恩惠的时候
，And also to deny the common grace of God，
他就没有办法进到更高的一个层次里面去回应上。
Then he cannot enter into a higher level to respond to God。
像神就有足够的理由来定他的罪。
And then God has all the reason to condemn him.
你说我信耶稣基督的救恩不能从我自己产生出来。
He said that to believe in the grace of God, I cannot come from myself.
是你不能信。
Yes, you cannot believe.
但是你的不信就是一个罪恶。
But your disbelief is a sin.
不能信跟不信是两件事情。
That you cannot believe and you do not believe are two different things.
不信是你抗拒某一部分的真理，先否定它，叫做不信。
That disbelief or you do not believe, that's because you deny and go against some of the truth.
你不能信心，你没有办法，你肯信但没有办法接受那更高超的真理，所以你很难信。
That you cannot be, you are unable to believe, it is because that you do not want to believe.
很少的基督徒做这样的分界。
There are very few Christians who make this sort of distinction.
甚至很少的神学家做这样仔细的这个观察。
And even very few theologians make this observation.
圣经一方面告诉我们信心就从神赐下来。
On the one hand, the Bible tells us that faith is given by God.
另外一方面上帝说我要定那些不信的人的罪。
And on the other hand, God will say, I will condemn those who do not believe.
因为不信的人他们的罪已经定了。
Because those who do not believe, they are condemned.
这样在要信跟你不信之间有一个鸿沟。
So there is a gap between you want to believe and also you actually believe.
当你从圣经里面找到这些种原则的时候
，When you would find all these principles of the Bible,
你就过一个康庄大道，非常安稳自在。不随便可以被动摇的信仰的生活。
Then you are walking in the highway of your faith, which shall not be easily shaken.
今天许多的基督徒，甚至教会的领袖，受到那些比较聪明的非基督徒一质问的时候，他马上不知道要怎么样对答。
Today many Christians, even including the church leader, they are being posed a question by the intelligence, they do not know how to answer.
今天许多的神学家，受世界比较聪明的哲学家一抵挡的时候，他们就不知道怎么样应付。
And even a theologian, they are being questioned by the most intelligent intellectual in the world. They don't know how to give an answer.
所以我们这些查经的运动
，so this the Bible study movement.
这些讲经的大会
，and also the Bible exposition.
就是要补满教会所缺乏的
，is to make up the deficiency of the church.
我们不是审判教会
，we are not judging the church.
我们不是批判教会
，we are not criticizing the church.
我们就补足教会所需要的
，but we want to make up the deficiency of the church.
填满教会所
，and also
缺乏的
，to make up the lacking of the church.
这样应当是教会的领袖教会的长老这是牧师传道也好好领受这些信息使我们更强起来应付我们强硬的仇敌
Today even the church leader the elders they should listen to this and then they be strengthened and be able to face all these questions
但是只有一种下载的领袖会说你来聚会那么多人我的会又给你拉去了对我是一个威胁这样的人是很可怜的
But even the narrow-minded this church leader will say that youcome and they pull away all my audiences, then this is a very narrow-minded pastor.
如果今天我还有可能好好听一些伟大的人解经的话
If today I can sit there and listen to the Bible expositors,
我要尽量抽出时间以谦虚的心受教的耳朵求神继续造就我
I want to make time and also have a humble heart and ask God to teach me again.
我的听众应当知道我把四十几年传讲神信息思考神话语的这些经验结晶起来给你们的原不是简单的
My audience should know that this crystallization of mine from 43 years of teaching is not a simple message
求主怜悯我们
Pray that God will help us
我们今天继续讲下去
Even if, as we continue
所以我就把信心分成基本的潜在的神已经给人在天赐之下原先创造天赋的那种信心
So I divide the first we have the basic faith the faith of potentiality the faith that comes to us when we are created
这叫做自然的信心
And that's called natural faith
这是原先被造的时候已经被栽植在我们心灵深处的信心
That's at the time we have been created God has planted faith deep in our heart
这是基本的
And that's fundamental
这样的信心呢只能对普遍的启示产生反应
And this kind of faith can only respond to the natural revelation.
当我们这种被造原有栽种在里面的信心对普遍启示产生反应的时候，
so when this creative faith that's implanted in us making respond to the natural revelation,
就产生了文化跟宗教。
It produces religion and culture.
这是动物所没有的。
And this is something lacking in animals.
是人是唯一能对神产生反应的受造物。
And also man is only created being that can respond to God's creation.
神所创造的万有就在我们的四周围。
And all thingsThat God created surround us.
我们之上有天，我们之下有地，我们四周有各样的动物、植物同生命。
High above there's the heaven, down there's the earth that's surrounding us. There's also other creatures.
这些的动作，这些的现象，这些的次序，这些的运转，岂是没有用的吗
？All this action, all this phenomena, all this movement, are they useless?
他们异口同声告诉我们，有创造者，有设计者，就是那智慧。有大能的生命源头神
because with one voice they want to declare that this the world is contained with wisdom that there's a creator there's God
这就是宗教之所以能产生的原因
and that's the reason why said it produces religion
因为人里面的宗教性
Because in us, there's the nature of religion.
人外面的宗教环境的呼唤。
And also there's a calling from the religious environment from outside.
外面的见证从里面的这个声音符合起来的时候，我们就产生敬拜、感谢、思想同我们降服于上帝的这个启示的这个宗教生活。
So the outer testimony also comes our inner understanding coming together, it produces a religious life.
我们的直觉会告诉我们这奇妙的四周宇宙万物不可能没有创造者
and our intuition will tell us that this wonderful creation that there cannot be said that there's no God
这样普遍启示就产生了宗教性的回应同文化性的回应
so this general revelation causes the response coming from our culture and religion
宗教性的回应是对内在生活价值系统的建立
and also this response coming from religion establishes the innerValue system.
外在的建立就产生了文化的生活传统风俗习惯诗歌艺术所有有关于文化之这种表现
and the establishment coming from outer environment produces the activities of this culture whether it's the art whether it's the music or other things
一个没有文化性没有宗教性的人还是人吗
a one who have no cultural nature and religious nature how can he be a human being
当共产主义把这两样铲除的时候他就过了一些不是人性的生活
when this communism want to take away these two then it produces life which is not human
因为神造人是人就把宗教性的潜在能同文化性的潜在能放在人的里面
because when God created mankind he's put the nature of culture and religion in us
这就是几乎没有一个民族没有一个时代人可以完全走在无神论观念的生活中间
and that's why you say down the ages in every races there's no possibility that we walk in the way of the ages
从这个信心你产生了以后呢
so when this faith being produced
你就产生了相信上帝的存在
then also it produces a belief that God exists
相信上帝是活的
that God is living alive
相信上帝是说话的
that God is the one who speak
相信上帝是施恩的
that God is the one who give grace to us
这四件事的产生
and the production of these four things
虽然还没有带来宗教系统
even though he has not bring into being the religious system
至少已经预备你的心去进到另外一个层次的生活
but at least it prepares your heart to enter into a higher level
所以这样由于信以至于信
so from faith to faith
就变得一轮又一轮又一轮的从信到知从知到更信从更信到更知从更知到更信一直到你一生的生命由于信以至于信的整部的生活
so it brings the process the depth of one link to the other from the faith to belief and belief to faith
我相信今天你所听的你很难在任何一本书本里面看到
so it is very difficult for you to find all this exposition in other books
可能你会在其中听 听到一点一点一些很重要的我有关你大题但是不会这样详细告诉你
Maybe you have heard some of the big section and topics but not the details
因为神把这个基本性的可能已经放在里面
Because God has put that kind of basic possibility of believing in you
所以就从这个基本性的可能产生了第一次信仰的开端
From this very basic possibility of belief it produces your faith
这不是你产生的
But it doesn't come from you
这不是你自己会出来的
It doesn't come from your own thinking
这是神已经放在你里面的
But it is because God has put it in you
所以真正的无神论是根本不可能存在
So there's no possibility for the existence of true atheists
无神论的人只有两三种
There are only a few kinds of atheists
第一种就是没有到时候他以为他是无神论的
And the first kind is those who have not reached the time yet and they thought they're the atheists
第二种是说谎话知道有神而故意加强一种自己以为对的道理来抵挡宗教那种自欺欺人的无神论
The second are the lying atheists They form a system knowing that it is wrong but yet want to cheat others
第三种就盼望神最好不存在免得自己有一天就受审判的那种无神论
And the third kind of atheists are those who hope that God never exists lest that one day they will be judged by God
这两三种的无神论的人
So these two or three kind of atheists
当他们到了人生最后一步的时候很不其然而然的自己变成有神论
When they come to the last step of life they naturally become one who believes in God
但是那个时候已经太迟了
But then at that time it's too late
所以英国有个很聪明的哲学家叫做 John Stuart Mill
John Stuart Mill, a very intelligent philosopher in England.
有的人从他的书里面看他思路的变化，从他智慧的发挥。
And some will see how he developed in his intellectuality.
给他定下一个估计，他的 IQ 大概是210。
And say that probably his IQ is 210.
另外一本书说至少他有195。
And another book said that at least 195.
心理学家呢很爱研究别人，就是常常忘记研究自己。
Psychologists want to study others but forget about studying their own self.
所以有许多心理学的权威会给贝多芬定分数，给巴哈定分数，给莫扎定分数。
So some of the psychology want to make up the IQ of the Beethoven, Mozart.
他们只给莫扎160。
They gave only 160 to Mozart.
他们只给贝多芬155。
And Beethoven 155.
他们只给 Handel 145。
And Handel 145.
他们给 John Stuart Mill 195到201。
But this John Mill, they gave him 195 to 210.
这个人曾经讲过的最大的一句大话是什么？
And one of the greatest statements this man has ever spoken.
我什么都不信，天不信，地不信，上帝不信，鬼不信，只信我的太太。
I do not believe in anything, whether the God or whether the heaven or earth, I believe only my wife.
但是当他快要死以前呢
But before he died,
他突然间写三篇论文提到上帝同耶稣的事。
Suddenly he wrote three times about God.
所以一个人的话你不要尽量相信，到他最后要死的时候讲什么才是真的可靠。
So you should only believe someone the thing that they say before they die.
所以你记得你要死以前快快叫你太太把录音机带来。
So before you die, ask your wife to bring the recorder.
把你压在良心深处很久的那些真正的话给录下来。
So that you will record those things that have been suppressed deep in your heart for a long time.
另外一个人叫做 Thomas Scott.
Another one called Thomas Scott in England.
这个人死以前讲一句话。
And before he died, he said this.
他说 I never believed heaven and hell.
我从来不相信天堂地狱。
But now, I believe both.
现在呢，我两者都相信。
Yet, it is too late for me. 就死了。
但是呢，对我太迟了，他就死了。
现在两样都信，但是太迟了，就死了。
Now that he believes in both, but then he's dying.
所以真正的无神论是没有的。
So there's no true atheist.
连毛泽东死以前曾经两次对美国最好的朋友叫做 Edgar Snow 说。我不久要去见上帝。
Even this Mao Zedong before he died twice he told this Edgar said I want to see God.
有一个人叫做 Dostoevsky.
Dostoevsky.
这个是呢苏俄最大的文学家。
This is the greatest writer of this Russia.
他写了几本书的轰动全世界。
And a few books they have written that actually shook the whole world.
我个人也是相当尊重他。
And I respect him too.
所以当我在苏联讲道的时候。
So when I was in Russia preaching,
我特别抽空到最重要的坟墓去看他的坟墓在哪。
So I make time to visit his tomb.
他写了一本书叫做 The Brother from Karamazov.
The Brother from Karamazov, that's what he has written.
这个书里面有一个弟弟的，这个人叫做伊万。
And there's a brother called Ivan.
他讲一句话。
And he said this.
他说 ，If there is no God, I can do everything.
但如果没有神的话，我可以做任何事情。
如果上帝不存在
，If there's no God,
那我什么事都可以做。
Then I can do everything.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
他的无神论是为了他自由犯罪而预备的。
His atheism is preparing himself to be a sinner.
今天的许多无神论是这种无神论。
So such kind of atheism we have today.
求主可怜我们。
Pray that God will help us.
神已经把那个基本的、初步的、自然的信心。栽植在每一个人心里。
God has put the initial basic faith in us.
没有一个人是真正的无神论。
There's no one who is a true atheist.
但你这个信心的这个责任，向神怎么回应的时候，就决定了你下一步会不会领受神的恩典。
But your responsibility, using this basic faith, how you respond to God will decide what kind of grace you receive from God.
当一个人轻看上帝给他这个初步的信仰的种子的时候
，When a one would look down this seed of basic faith that comes from God,
他就没有办法由于信以。以至于信了
，then there's no possibility for him to be able to from faith to faith.
这个宗教性、文化性的种子，你怎么样建议回应上帝普遍的启示
？So the seed of religion, the seed of culture, how do you use them to respond to God?
在这个种子里面，你知道神是存在的。
So in this seed, you know that God exists.
不存在的神是不可能的。
It is not possible for God who does not exist.
神之所以是神而不存在是矛盾的。
That God is God and yet He doesn't exist is paradoxical.
无神论的常常的你相信神，你证明给我看。我告诉你，你证明有神是可以的。他证明没有神是不可能的。
The atheist say that you believe in God, prove it to me. But it's easy for you to prove that God exists. It's more difficult for you to prove that God exists.
没有的东西，没有的东西怎么证明呢
？Because what does not exist?
证明没有神，没有怎么证明呢
？To prove that God does not exist, how do we prove?
逻辑上来说，那是很笨的一句话语。
And logically, it is a very foolish statement.
你说既然没有，就不必证明吗
？So you say, since there's no God, I don't have to prove.
但是呢，神是生命的问题。
But God is a problem, a question of life.
你先否定生命有生命的总源头
，So if you deny there's a source of life，
当然你认为这就是真理
，And you thought that this is truth，
你所需要的信心是比那些需要上帝。相信上帝是存在的信心更大。
So the faith you need is even greater from those who believe that God exists.
所以当我们自然的、基本的、原造的那个原有的信心，我们把它消灭掉的时候
，So when you quench the natural, the creator, and that basic faith，
你就没有办法由于信。以至于信就进到第二个步骤。
So there's no possibility for you to move from faith to faith, the second state of it.
这个基本的信对神普遍启示回应之后
，and the response of this basic faith to the general revelation of God，
我们就知道神是存在。
We know that God exists then.
这位存在的神不可能是死的
，and this God who exists cannot be a dead God.
这存在的一定是活的
，He must be a living God.
这位存在的一定是有智慧的
，He must be a God with wisdom.
这位存在的一定是有能力的。
The God with power.
这位存在的一定是有德性的。
The God with morality.
所以他不但是真理，是智慧，是公义，是良善的本体。
So not only that he is the substance of that wisdom creation, but also morality.
这位神一定是跟人有关系。
And also he must have a relationship with us.
所以这些整个基本的概念。
So all these basic concepts.
不但不是违背理性的。
Not only that it would not go against rationality.
而且是合理性又启发理性。
But rather it is rational and also inspiring rationality.
你说唐牧师这些最后这几句话你从哪里归纳出来
？So Reverend John, where do you make conclusion from these few statements?
这都是起初神放在人里面的基本真理的信仰是没有办法动摇的。
And these are something which is basic truth that God has placed in our heart.
我们相信天地之间有公理。
We know that in the world there's justice.
我们相信万有之间有相连。
And also there's connection with all things in the world.
我们相信生命背后有计划。
That behind the life there's a plan.
我们相信整个历史的去向有目的。
And also there's a purpose for the history to move.
我们相信有限之外有公义无限的对付。
That in this finiteness, there's a judgment coming from the infinite righteousness.
这些都是我们心灵最 追身一层的基本要求。
These are the most basic requirement coming from a heart.
那么这些基本要求怎么求证呢?
And this basic requirement, how can it be proven?
我知道有一位上帝。
I know that there's a God.
但我不知道他在哪里。
I don't know where he is.
我知道上帝是有智慧的。
I know that God is wise.
但是他的智慧怎么启发我呢?
But how does his wisdom inspire me?
我知道上帝的生命的源头。
I know that God is the source of life.
但我的生命跟他怎么结连呢?
But how can my life be connected to him?
我知道上帝是活的。
I know that God is living.
但这活的上帝什么时候可以被我显现?
But this living God, when can he manifest himself to me?
我知道这位神是有恩典的。
I know that this God is the head.
但我许多时候我看不到他的恩典。
Many times I cannot see him.
所以我的信心永远停留在种子里面，没有办法生根，没有办法长芽嘛。
So forever can my faith just remain as a seed form?
所以由于信以至于信是很需要的。
So from faith to faith is necessary.
只要我这个信产生的知。
So from this faith produces knowledge.
是一个基本的知。
And a basic knowledge.
所以我告诉你，不是知产生信，是信产生知。
So it is not understanding that produces faith, but not the faith that produces understanding.
这个第一次传讲关于方法论的时候，我们已经提过了。
The first time when you mentioned methodology, we mentioned about this.
你等我知道了我才信。
Let me understand before I believe.
这句话是不对的。
This is wrong.
你从来不先知道为什么你爸爸是你的爸爸，你就叫他爸爸。
Because you never first understand that your father is a father, why say you call him Papa?
你从来不知道女人是谁，你就想跟她结婚了。
And you never know who woman is, but you want to get married with her.
你从来不知道你从哪里来的，你知道你就在这里了。
You never know that from where you come, but you know that you're here.
我们不是活在知识的果效中间。
So we are not really living in the result from
understanding. 我们是活在信念的中间去产生知识。
But rather in conviction, in faith that it produces understanding.
对，神更是如此。
But so also is with God.
科学家因为相信可以在宇宙中间找到许多科学性的结论，所以他们研究。
Scientists, because they first know, have faith that they can find a lot of understanding in science, and that's why they study science.
信念、信心常常像指南针一样的，使我们看准方向，才建立我们的努力。
So this the conviction and faith like a compass that lead us, and that's why we see the result, and then we study hard.
一个是没有信念为本的人生是不可能。
So a life without the foundation of conviction is not possible.
所以这个基本的信心。
So this basic faith.
对，神已经产生出来了。
And it produces from God.
那我们从这个信心产生的知识也是初步的知识。
And also this kind of knowledge that produces from conviction also the basic knowledge.
我相信神是讲话的神。
And I truly believe that God is speaking God.
神是活的神。
God is the living God.
我相信神是会把他的心意对人类解明的神。
That his heart will surely expound to us so that as a humankind we can understand.
有时候有一些人发一些问题很幼稚。
And some people who ask questions were so childish.
他说有没有可能上帝讲了一些话现在不见了，那我们这本圣经不完全怎么办呢？
Is it possible that God has spoken something and it's disappearing and then our Bible is not complete?
如果遇到这样问题你怎么回答？
If you were to be faced this question, how would you answer?
你说是哦，跟你一讲我也感觉到大概是如此。
So you enlighten me because probably that's so.
你不是用信仰的知识去回答不信的不知。
So you do not use the faith to answer those questions that come from the non-belief.
你是用不信的不知去接受更不信的更不知。
So you use the non-believing no faith to understand to answer those questions.
很多基督徒从小好像很爱主，很热心过主的时候，到了16、17岁，信心都不见了。
A lot of these Christians, when they're still young, as if they believe in the gospel, but when they grow up, as if their faith just lost.
因为他不用半信的半知去影响不信的不知，他的半信的半知给不信的不知弄得更不信更不知。
Because even though they understand less, they do not use this kind of understanding to answer those questions that come in for people who totally do not believe.
如果有人不喜欢这个讲座，
if people dislike this kind of seminar,
你可以把他不喜欢的话存在心里。
Then you can place that word in your heart.
等你年长年老的时候，
so when you get older,
你会感谢上帝，好在你年轻听过这些道理。
So that you can praise God that when you get old, fortunately you heard this word when you're young.
那个时候可能你遗憾的事情是你的孩子没有机会听这样的道理。
What probably you regret is that your children never heard this word.
然后你感谢主曾经有过这样的道理。
Then you want to praise God that there's such the exposition in the
past.
And also we want to praise God that this pastor Cole has recorded it for your children.
So also, so I will
close. From this initial faith, it produces a basic understanding. And the basic understanding produces the possibility of a higher level of faith. I believe,
我也知道,
I know,
上帝不但是活的,
not only God is the living God, He is the one who will speak to us.
这样信没违背理性吗?
Then isn't this kind of believing that go against your rationality?
这样的信没有什么错吗?
And there's nothing wrong with
this.
This is a very rational faith.
所以我们就要问,
then you say that, what are, where are the words spoken by God in the past? You say, Pastor Long, you never asked the question in the past.
会不会上帝讲了一些话,
could it be that God has spoken something, it is disappeared, and that's why the Bible is not complete? And where is the problem of that question? And the wrong in the concept of God.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他认为神从前做了一些事, 后来他老了糊涂了, 忘记了, 他也找不回来。
And they thought that in the past God has done something, but as he gets older, he has lost it and couldn't find it back.
让这个世界得到不完结的话, 他也没有办法。
And so that the world receiving a Bible was not incomplete, and yet he has no way to
fulfill it.
But that kind of God is not God.
因为不可能有这样的事情发生。
Because this type of thing should, well, will never happen.
保留话语的神,
so the God who is hidden in word, the God who speaks the words, is the same God. Then why is that we cannot truly find it? You see? Because you have never truly
searched
for it. And that's why the Bible tried to confirm
other things.
The one who seeks will be found. And the one who knocks the door shall be opened for them. And the one who will pray will be entered. So after you have that basic faith, and with that basic faith you come before the Lord, and this faith can enter into a higher level of faith.
And
how, can you explain more clearly?
这很简单,
very simply,
因为圣经说,
because the Bible says, he who comes before the Lord, he must first believe that God exists. And also believe that he will give grace to those who seek after him. You say, Lord, I want to come to you and to believe.
就说,
and God said, okay, I'll give faith to you. But the Bible says that when you come to God, you already believe first. So before you come to God, that basic faith is given by God. So when you come and ask God to give you faith, so using that faith, you want to enter into a higher level of faith. Do you understand now? So this is something really profound. So when King Solomon said, ask for wisdom, and God said, you never ask for wealth, you never ask for longevity, you never ask for power, you never ask for longevity.
不,
you say no, I ask for wisdom. Because you ask for wisdom, I will give you all this other thing you never ask.
那我问你啊,
I want to ask,
所罗门求智慧到底是不是智慧啊?
King Solomon, when he asks for wisdom, is that true wisdom?
他求对啊, 求错?
Has he asked for the right thing?
啊, 回答, 求对了没有? 哈, 能够求很多, 什么都不求, 单求智慧, 这个求智慧不智慧?
And one who can ask for a lot of things, he never asks for wisdom, is he a wise man?
智慧不智慧啊? 他以智慧去祷告,
so he used wisdom to pray to God so that God will ask, give him wisdom.
所以上帝给他智慧的时候,
so when God gave him wisdom,
就是给智慧, 给那些求智慧的人, 原来他求的时候是有智慧求的。
And to give wisdom for those who ask for wisdom, because initially he is wise, that's why he asked this question.
那么你说如果这样, 上帝不必给他, 他本来就有智慧, 不然他怎么会求智慧?
So then you see that actually he doesn't have to ask wisdom wisdom from God because you already had it.
那是基本的智慧。
That's a basic wisdom.
有加上恩赐更多的智慧。
And then will be given the grace with greater measure.
智慧发展到更高层次的智慧。
So a wisdom that will develop with a higher level form of wisdom.
信心也是如此。
Such is with faith.
神给我们基本的信心。
God has given to us a basic faith.
神不要我们停止在那个阶段。
But God doesn't want to cease in that place.
他要我们进到第二层次、第三层次、第四层次更高层次的信心。
He wants us to enter into faith of a higher and higher and higher level.
这样你说同样信耶稣，有信就上天堂就够了吗？
So you see the same faith that we have, your faith you go to heaven, that's enough.
你很可怜。
Oh, you're pitiful.
你的同样读书，幼稚园跟大学毕业不是都读书了吗？
Because the same thing that you study whether in kindergarten or in the university, you
say, 哎呀，反正都读书了嘛。
Why you haven't studied?
那么你等到你真正跟人交谈的时候，你发现许多夫妻的毛病就是思想没有办法交流。
So when you have discourses with others, you find that there's a division between you and him. It is because of knowledge.
一个所想的是整个宇宙，这个所有的事物。
A one will think about a cosmic event.
另外一个所想的是每天扫地厨房的事情。
And the other one think about the kitchen and sweeping the floor.
思想不能交流呢，到底哪一个痛苦呢
？So when you can have a true discourse in your mind, what's the problem?
很痛苦。
Why you feel so pitiful?
因为复杂思想的人天天跟他讲的，他莫名其妙。
Because the one with complex mind will explain to him and he cannot understand.
复杂的人也很痛苦。
And the one with complex
mind will feel
very difficult.
最亲爱的人不知道他在讲什么。
Because the one who love most can understand what he says.
你不能说都读书了吗？反正他也读过书，也读过书。他幼稚园，我大学不差两个字罢了。
So you cannot say that everybody study, he is in the garden and university only different words.
所以这个信仰的层次
，So the levels of faith,
没有人。可以代替你的。
No one can make a substitution for you.
没有人可以代替。
No one can make a substitution for you.
是你个别追求的。
You as an individual must seek for it.
一个平信徒一生一世追求。
A lay Christian will seek for his own life.
跟一个执事长老从来不追求，有一天你一定会超过他的。
And compare to a deacon or elder who never seek for progress, you surpass him.
同样做牧师。
You are just pastor the same.
有的人讲的话，几千年人还在思考，在思考。
Some has spoken and thousands of years later people still think about his speech.
有的人刚上台，人家就祷告，求主给他快快闭口。
And for some who just stood up to the pulpit, pray then quickly he will go down.
为什么呢？
哇，
你信仰的层次。
Because the level of faith
可以继续不断长进。
It can grow continually.
无穷无尽的长进。
And infinitely.
所以圣经告诉我们，由于信，以至于信。
And that's what the Bible says, from faith to faith.
不但是一个层次问题。
Not only is a process.
而且是终身成长，直到最后信心得着完全终结，与神合一的那一个。整个的步骤的问题。
It's a lifelong process, and finally you'll be coming together as one with God.
我们有没有停止的时候呢？
Is there a time when we
有
？Yes.
好像你开车开到一半，太多车了，挤车你没有办法向前进一样。
That's like when you're driving and there's a jam, you cannot make progress.
许多时候我们的事业拦住我们信仰的长进。
And many times our own career will hinder our progress in our faith.
许多的人生的困境拦住我们信仰的长进。
And sometimes in the dilemma in our life will hinder our progress.
许多时候撒旦的攻击拦住我们信仰的长进。
And sometimes the attack coming from Satan will hinder our progress.
许多时候这时候反对基督教的思想理论对我们的挑战拦住我们信仰的长进。
And sometimes challenges coming from philosophy or the disbelief will hinder our progress.
所以我们有时候会遇到拦阻。
Sometimes we make hindrances.
但是既然上帝允许我们要用我们就用主耶稣基督的恩惠创始成终带领我们整条信仰的道路。
But since God has promised by the grace of God he'll bring to us the initiator and the finisher of faith.
我们就不应当向困难低头。
So we will not bow our head and yield to difficulties.
我们应当继续不断力上加力恩上加恩信上加信直到建筑面永远。
My continuous strength will be added upon strength, faith upon faith until we see God.
你信神是说话的。
So you believe that God speaks.
你信神是保留他的话到我们身上。
And believe that God preserves his word and give it totally to us.
你就用这个态度来看圣经。
So if it's with this kind of attitude, you want to read the Bible.
所以当你看圣经的时候。
So when you study the Bible.
你是以信心来看上帝的话。
You are studying the Bible, the word of God with faith.
这以信 寻求知的方法同态度是对的。
So this method and attitude that from faith you want to seek for understanding is right.
你以信心来看圣经的时候
，using faith you want to study the Bible.
你看到圣经很多不明白的事情怎么知道
？You see that many things in the Bible you cannot understand.
怎么办呢
？What to do now?
就表示你的心。在知的事上遇到困难的
，which means that your faith upon the thing called understanding
meet
a difficulty，
你就产生不明白的怀疑。
So you come a skeptical, you come from the that state you don't
understand. 你是糟糕了。我本来有信心的，现在看的变成不明白，怀疑怎么办呢
？You say that actually I have faith now, I don't understand, I'm skeptical now.
我十七岁的时候
，When I was 17，
我越读圣经越多怀疑。
The more that I study the Bible, the more doubts that I have.
每一章都有不明白的怀疑。
And every chapter I have the doubt coming from because I don't understand.
自己问自己有没有搞错啊
？So I ask myself, is something wrong with me?
我从前还不懂很多，什么都信。
In the past, I don't understand a lot of things, but yet I believe.
越懂越多，越多不信了。
But now the more I know, the more I don't believe.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now？
是不是我的怀疑拦住了我呢
？Is it because my doubt hinder me？
不是的。
I say no。
现在我要很严肃的告诉你。
Now very seriously, I want to tell you，
怀疑是正常的。
To doubt is normal。
大家注意听啊，怀疑是正常的。
To doubt is normal，
表示你正在思想。
Which means you are thinking。
怀疑永远停在怀疑就不正常了。
But if you're doubtful and you stop only in a doubtfulness, that's abnormal.
那么说，我从怀疑变成产生不怀疑，怎么可能
？From being skeptical to come to a state where you're not skeptical, how is it possible?
你本来有信心。
Actually, you have faith initially.
知道一些神启示的话，发生了怀疑的时候。
But now you understand something about the word of God, you produce skepticism.
由于信以至于信。
And now you need from faith to faith.
那由于信以至于信，怎么办法呢
？So when you move from faith to faith, how will you accomplish that?
更多真理的知去解决你的怀疑。
You need more understanding of the truth to solve your doubt.
那更多对真理的知从哪里来的
？And that more understanding of the truth, where would it come from?
第一
，the first，
从圣灵的光照。
It is the enlightenment coming from the Holy Spirit.
第二
，the second，
从圣经总原则的处理。
Coming from your how you deal with the principle of the Bible.
第三
，the third，
要从那些曾经经历过这些怀疑的人已经得胜以后对你的讲解。
And for those who are victors from all this doubt that he had before.
第四
the fourth,
你自己查验神的旨意的时候看见你的怀疑是错神的话是真的
That you study the mind of God you find that you are skeptical and that's wrong and God's truth is right
那么这些是很重要的
And this is very important
所以一个伟大的属灵人
A one who is a great spiritual man
他的经历
His experience,
他所讲的话
the word he has spoken,
他说已经奋斗之后结晶的话语
and also the crystallization of the word he has spoken after his struggle,
可以光照、启发、刺激、引导许多年轻的人经过怀疑的难关
It can also inspire, stimulate and guide many of our young people who are going through this kind of difficulty.
为了证明这句话
and in order to prove this,
我请问你这些罗马书的讲座有没有帮助你使你信仰更坚定离开很多的怀疑呢
I want to ask you that this message I have spoken has it helped you
有没有有这样经验的举手
You have this experience just raise your hand
你可以亲自看见
So you can see for yourself
我刚才没有告诉你等下我讲的你举起手啊我就给你几块钱
I did not say that I will ask this question you raise your hand No
这是神自己的工作
That this is the word of God himself
所以这样我说怀疑是正常的
So that's why I say that doubt
为什么呢
is normal Why
很会怀疑的人是很聪明的
Those who know how to doubt are very intelligent people
那我这一生做传道
Then as a preacher for my life
我从来没有轻看怀疑的人所发的问题
I've never despised questions coming from people who have doubt
没有讨厌他们发这些难答的问题
I've never disliked those people who are doubtful to ask questions
因为什么呢
Why
有两个重要的思想
Because there are two important thinking
这些人会怀疑
Because these people are skeptical
他们可能会主引导到信心比别人更坚固的地方
It is possible God will lead them so that they are being even more founded in their faith
第二个思想
And the second thinking
这些先经历怀疑的人
And these people who experience doubtfulness first,
他们以后最有资格帮助那些年轻有怀疑的。
And they will be most qualified in the future to help young people who are doubtful.
所以我总是乐观的。
I'm always optimistic.
你们发问题的时候,
when you ask questions,
我就求主给我智慧、耐心、有爱心，一步一步把你的问题解答清楚。
I will pray to God that give me a patience and wise to answer this question step by step.
一个人充满仇恨跟生气，就不能帮助别人。
One who is filled with hatred, he will not help others.
一个人充满爱心跟智慧跟忍耐，才能帮助别人。
And one who also with patience, with faith, with wisdom can help others.
那我怎么会可能有这样的爱心呢？
Now how can I have this kind of love?
因为神呼召我就是要帮助别人的。
Because God called me in order to have this kind of people.
主的灵感动我们, 给我们做对人有益处的事。
So the Spirit of God touched my heart so that I can help, help people.
所以许多人怀疑多得不得了的时候,
a lot of people went there, a lot of doubts.
他们来找我们。
So when they come and see us,
我们一看, 我们就心里喜乐。
We see that we're happy in our heart.
因为这些人经历过这场怀疑的理性灾难而得胜之后, 最能帮助别人就是,
because these people have gone through all this difficulty in their doubts, and after they have been victors, they can help others.
所以魔鬼给你越大的攻击, 就证明你有越大得胜的可能。
So the greater attack has come from Satan, which means that you have greater possibility to overcome Satan.
如果你遇到的是更大的仇敌, 你有的得胜就越有价值。
If you were to meet greater enemy, your victory in the future will have better value.
如果有一个瘦巴巴的人打你, 你打他他就死了, 你得胜没有意思的。
One who is very skinny, if you were to box you and you box him and he is killed, your victory is not a big victory.
如果是 Larry King, 如果是 Muhammad Ali, 如果是 Mike Tyson, 你打倒他, 你才有意义。
If Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson, you have beaten them down, and then you are great.
这就是上